Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hello, everybody. It's Shannon and
Brendan.
Yeah. And welcome back to the podcast. And here we are, well under our way, Consciousness Anywhere.
And Christmas.
And it happens to be Christmas here down under in Australia, and it's bloody hot. And if you hear a party happening in the background, that's because there is a party happening in the background. We're having a Christmas party. And so I asked Brendan if he wanted to have a conversation. I asked him what is it he was most excited about right now?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you most excited about right now?
Well, I mean... One of the things I've noticed lately is the more that I change big time is the more that other people change. And I've never really gotten that before until lately, where I go, people come up to me and say, because you changed this, I've changed this. And I go, really? And they're like, yeah, because you've changed this, I've changed this. And I'm like, really? But I'm shocked at the way that the invitation of change works, because when I change, everybody else around me seems to go, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
So I love that, the invitation of change.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, so for those of you guys that don't know Brendan, this is Brendan Watt, and he's crazy, but he's also one of the Access Consciousness facilitators who facilitates the Big Choice of Possibilities classes, big time. And you have had incredible, you mean you've been stepping up and changing yourself so much recently, as consciousness demands of us if we really should go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the invitation of change?
Well, I think that's the thing you said, is to go for it. It's like when you get to that point where you go for it, then everything around you just contributes to it.
So what about when people want to go for it, but they have a million and one excuses for why they can't?
They don't actually want to go for it. But I've seen people, and I did it forever. You know, and one of the things I'm really grateful for about my life is I've done all the stuff. I've done all the things of, oh, please, like, I want an awesome life and I want everything to be wonderful and please be amazing. But I wasn't actually willing to get in the driver's seat and grow some balls and do it myself and, like, get in there and do it. And I realized when I first started doing classes that I realized that I was in control of my life. I was in charge, and if I didn't take charge and if I didn't start leading it, then it wasn't going to happen.
So what are some of the ways in which leading your life can look?
Well, you have to recognize that every choice you make creates it. Every single choice. And this was a tough one for me to get personally, and I love that now I facilitate the Choice of Possibility classes, so now I actually have to look at choices a lot.
Yeah.
But it's like, I realized that every single choice, and it's like most of us look for, what's the big choice I need to make? How do I make $1 million? How do I have a great relationship? How do I do whatever? But they look for that one choice in order to create greatness, rather than every single little choice that moves you in a direction that's going to create it. And that's where I see most people trip up with choice, is they're looking for this big solution.
The one choice to rule them all.
The one choice.
It's interesting that you say that you see people looking for one choice, because I actually don't even think a lot of people are looking for choice. I think they're looking for the right answer.
You're correct.
You know, and it's sort of, that's what's so effective and frustrating about Access, is that it's really facilitates you to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't choose, there's not really this magical wand or this all-knowing seeing God that's going to part the clouds and make everything work for you ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if it's not us choosing, then who? Then when?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what most people do, though. It's like, I've done this my whole life. I've looked for other people to, what should I be? What should I choose? How should I act? It's like, we don't actually look to ourselves for, who am I?
Yeah.
Like, if you woke up every day and went, who am I today? And if I was going to choose from that place, what am I going to choose? And then one thing for me I've noticed is I choose different every day based on that, because I don't know who I am when I wake up. I just am. I just go, who am I?
So recently I got to get see, I think that was your first Relationship Done Different class, was it?
It was the opener.
It was the first one, right?
The situation.
So Brendan and Simone Millicis just did the first inaugural Relationship Done Different class here in Australia. And I watched it online and it like blew my mind.
I thought you were in the room.
I'm glad that you thought that.
You felt like
I'm
you were
so
in the room.
I'm so glad my presence was there.
I swear to God I saw you in the room.
Cool.
Okay, good.
So that's a story for another time. But yeah, so I was at home on watching on my computer. And it's interesting because usually when I watch, sometimes when I watch access classes, I'll get distracted or bored or I'll want to do something else or look at my emails or click through the TV or da da da. Literally in the minute that class started, I was like full attention. I even turned off the TV, you know, because sometimes I'll just click through the channels.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
And so you really spoke up in a way that it was really inspiring for me and such a treat and a pleasure to get to hear that stuff. So I would love to, this was a relationship conversation. And after that, I thought, what a breath of fresh air to get to hear a conversation like you and Simone had and a class facilitated like that on such a difficult topic, which is relationship. And so I'm wondering, can we talk about that?
We can talk about whatever
you know,
want.
Because I think if people can get a taste of some of the stuff that you're going to be facilitating, talking about, going through in these Relationship Done Different classes too, like I wonder what invitation for change that could be and what choice that could create.
Yeah.
So for those people who don't know what Relationship Done Different is, what is the thesis, the premise of Relationship Done Different?
That's an epic question. Wonderful question. But it's like relationship in this reality is what I saw mostly growing up and dealing with my own life and how I created relationships was I needed somebody in my life. I needed somebody to validate me. I needed somebody to be with me. If I didn't have that, then I didn't have me. But one thing I've learned is that if you don't have that relationship with yourself, you cannot have it with another person. You just cannot. It's impossible. It is impractical. It just will not happen. If you cannot have a relationship with yourself, you cannot have it the way that you desire it with somebody else.
Yeah, and I love that too because, I mean, you started a little bit ago talking about like really looking at, okay, so like when you wake up in the morning, like who am I today?
Yeah.
And how many people maybe function in their lives never really truly seeking for them for what they know, for what they be, for what they can choose and what they can create, rather for what's the right answer, or pleasing others, fitting in, getting it right, not upsetting anybody by being what you're not supposed to be.
Well, we also wake up going, who am I to this person today? What am I to this person today? What am I to my job today? What am I to my... Not who am I? Like, one of the things I see that we lack so much in our lives is, who are we? But we don't, and that might sound so profound and like, but it's not about being profound with it. It's looking at, have you ever actually looked at your life from, who am I? What do I want to choose today for me? But one thing I notice and people say to me is like, how did you change so much? How have you changed your life? And I say, you know, what I did was I made different choices. And what I noticed was the more choices I made, the more choices other people made.
Now I'm going to ask a super frustrating question, but the question everybody wants to ask, like, what is choice?
Well, I'm glad you asked me because I've had this 8 trillion times. Is when you go to the toilet and you urinate, is that a choice?
Well, someone could say, isn't that just my body's natural function?
No, it's a choice.
You know?
Because you actually have to get up and go to the toilet and urinate.
Right.
But people go, well, what is it to choose? Well, when you get up in the morning, what do? You get up. What's that? That's a choice. But you choose to get up. You don't just get up. And people see that as the way that they function in life is they go, well, that's my automatic system. Mm. That's how I run my life. Is
right.
I get up, I go to work, I feed my kids, I feed whatever, I pay the bills. Every single one of those things is a choice, and every single choice you make creates something.
So why do you think that some choices are easy, like going to the toilet and urinating? Although I would call that one easy. Some people might not, you know.
Depends what time of the day it is.
So some choices seem easy and other choices, like the choice to really change your life or to change the way that you, your points of view about relationship or money or family. Like, why are some choices seemingly so insignificant and easy and others so ambiguous and almost unachievable? Yeah. The
big choice.
Yeah. That big choice. Yeah, so that's back to the big choice thing.
We make them that way.
Yeah.
We go, well, I can't do this and I can't do that because this is a big choice and this is going to like affect all these people. And no, you already have decided that a choice is going to look this way. And one of the things that I've learned big time is I go, well, I'm not going to choose this because... And I've already come to 800 billion conclusions on why I'm not going to choose something.
Yeah.
And then I choose it eventually. And then it turns out completely different. And I'm like, why did I waste 8 weeks thinking about how that was going to turn out when it didn't turn out that way? But that's what we do, is we waste our lives with our conclusions.
Wow.
We waste our lives with our conclusions. And we literally do. We spend our lives going, oh, well, this is going to be this way and 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 this way. No, it's not. That's what you've decided it's going to be, and that's not the way it works.
Yeah, and so has there been a particular tool or something that's been a great asset for you in learning how to choose and getting over?
Yeah, courage.
I love that.
Yeah, but it does. It takes courage.
Okay.
And it's like people go, how did you change your life? A gruesome testicle. But it's like, but you've got to do that. It's, you know, you've got to look at, okay, what's true for me? And that's the thing that inspires me. I mean, I did this choice of possibilities class in China. And I talked to this girl and she said, she came up and talked to me like a week prior. And she said, I had no money. I borrowed the money for the class off my friend. And I had $100 left in my bank. I had all these bills and I went for it. And she said, since then, my whole life has changed. I put 180 people through bars classes. I've done this. But she had to have that courage to choose that. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I inspired her. I invited her. But she chose it.
I think you're modest in saying you didn't do anything.
Well, I'm just
in that relationship. You know, it's like, I mean, that is so cool. And I mean, you and I have both had our own personal experience of that, those massive leaps and massive courage to change.
Yeah.
And we've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people making those same courageous choices to really go into areas that they might not be comfortable in, that might terrify them, where they're going to be heavily judged, where they might feel that they're going to lose, you know, approval and so on and so on and so on. And they still choose to change their lives.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that we can both talk about it from is we've both done it. We didn't come from excellence.
Yeah, I mean, and this, can I tell your story a little bit? I would love for you to chime in, because I think people hearing this, like, so I started this podcast because I really wanted people to be able to hear the words of consciousness and not like the right words or my superior proselytization.
Consciousness is like this special,
big special thing. Like,
no, it's not.
But actually,
it's living.
How consciousness is everywhere and anywhere, and it's not about it being right. It's about what this can be. That when you have you totally, and I mean, Gary talks about that consciousness includes everything and judges nothing.
Yeah.
Can you even, I mean, you guys listening right now, it's like, could you even imagine a life, a world like that, that included everything and had no judgment of it?
Well, I think the thing is most people can imagine it, but they won't imagine it.
They won't imagine it, and they won't make the courageous, hard choices to bring that into reality and make that a dominant source on the earth.
Yeah.
And so, like, you came from, I mean, obviously you're from the Sunshine Coast of Australia.
Oh, yeah, big life.
You know, which is also pretty cool because there's not a lot of people from...
Because we're here right now.
Yeah, right. And I remember your first access class. I was there. The class was called 2 and 3 back then, which is now called COP. And I remember your first class in Brisbane.
Yep.
I don't remember when it was, however. Do you?
I do.
When was that?
It was almost 9 years ago.
So 2001.
Yeah.
So in 9 years.
You make me do maths right now.
I know, right? But I did the math.
You do the math, I'll agree with you. I'm just going to agree with whatever you say.
So, and you had, you know, it's like, do you want to tell a little bit of your story? What you came from?
No.
Where you've led to in terms of what's possible?
Well, I mean, for me, I was on the, and I talk about this in the classes that I do, because it's like, for me, I was on the bottom end of everything. For me, I thought I was the worst person in the whole wide world. I just thought I was the biggest piece of shit that had ever existed. And most people don't have that point of view. So I was like, I'm pathetic, I'm blah, blah, blah. But I had got to the point where I just was done.
Yeah.
I was done with it. I'd beaten myself to a pulp and I was just done. I was like, either this changes or something has to give right now, because I'm done with it. And when I found Access, I realized that I had created that done. Not I was done because this world was so cruel and everything was so mean to me. I was like, no, I'd created every single part of that, everything that was going on in my life.
Okay.
Not I was a victim to this world. And what we do is we go, I'm a victim to this world because I've got no money. No, you're not. That's a justification of what you're not willing to choose, which is not a wrongness. But it's still what people create their lives as. And the thing that I like to inspire people to is, look, if I can come from the biggest piece of shit in the whole wide world, if I can do that to creating something different, then you have no excuse not to.
Yeah, I have a similar, I mean, my story is really similar in that I wanted to die to get, I mean, I was just like, I gotta fucking get out of here. Like, it was just too much not happy, too much pain. And it was through using the tools of Access that I started to actually be able to receive and access joy, ease, and the magic of life coming with ease through choice.
Yeah.
You
have, though. You've been an inspiration to so, like, I've watched you and I'm just like, how does she do that? How does she? And I've always been in question with watching you. I've been like, how does she do that? How does she do that? How does she do that? But that's one of the ways that I've learned how to do things, was from looking at people that I wanted to, that I admired and wanted to get something from, was looking, how do you do that?
That's really cool, because I want to kind of circle that back to a different part of the conversation we were having, like looking at people you admire or that having qualities that you desire to have in your own life, and going back to that conversation of like, who am I? And do people recognize that they can learn qualities, adapt qualities, duplicate things from people? Maybe it's about being you and discovering what's possible in the world through creating yourself.
Yeah, that's the part, though, creating yourself. And that's what most people don't look at, is being you is creating yourself.
And I've watched you do that hand over fist. I mean, because what you're not saying, and I have to tell, it's like, you know, Brendan, you were a tradie. That's what they're called. That's what they're like, called here in Australia. They're called
dirty man.
You know, he did, you know, hard labor, getting down on your hands and knees, laying tile. And there are so many people breaking their backs out there in the world right now, hating it, but not recognizing or realizing they might have a different choice. Mm-hmm. And so you came from, you know, working really hard, not having, and I'm just going to be straight up, not having any advantage in the world. You know, it's like you came from a broken home, you know, and you've sort of been on your own looking. I mean, and it's just a miracle. I'm always so, it's so magic who finds the change and who chooses to change and how many don't choose to change.
Yeah.
And so you've come from the weirdest, hardest places. And that's what I think is so inspiring to you, because no one really knows when they look at you today. You know, you're confident, you look like you've got your life together, and you're also out there on the front line facilitating a level of change that is so impossible by this reality standards. And when I saw you do that relationship done different class, I was like, holy fucking fuck, fuck, fuck. I wish I had heard that conversation 10 years ago. you know? You were so, and I'm going to really sing your praises with this because I think all facilitators are great and everyone has something to offer, but some people speak to certain things in really dynamic ways. Mm-hmm. You fucking hit that mark and hit that, and it was like you were congruent.
I went out for the big game. I hit it hard. I was like, let's do this.
Well, I just want to say that I believe you were successful. Mm-hmm. And that conversation will send out ripples of change. And it's such a required, mm-hmm. it's such a desperately required conversation in the world.
I know, right? I think it's actually the biggest topic in the world right now is relationship.
Like, could you imagine, those of you guys that are listening right now, could you imagine if you never lost yourself in relationship? If the person you were with never lost themselves? If it wasn't about changing the other or changing you to fit in with the other or making the other happy, but it was actually that the relationship, whatever that looked like,
contributed to your life. Yeah.
Whatever that looked like. And that's what's so amazing about this conversation with Relationship Done Different, because
it's going to be big.
It's already.
It's going to be mega.
And so those of you guys that are listening, if you want to have a look at this Relationship Done Different stuff, we'll put the resources in the links below. Everybody can check it out.
You're going to hate it because, you know, I'm going to talk about things that you are not going to want to hear.
You know, but that's what I have to say from a extreme personal changer to an extreme personal changer. It's like, mm-hmm. that's what I loved, is that you really kept true to what people didn't want to hear.
Yeah.
That was what was destroying everything for them. That they could not see themselves.
Well, one of the things I was very surprised with that class was people actually went for that change. And I did not think that was going to occur. Mm. When we brought this class up and we started creating it and all that stuff, I was like, this isn't going to work. I don't see how this is going to work. But when I did that class and people actually asked questions, they were going, you know what? I'm going to change this. I was like, I'm here. I will be whatever I need to be for you to change this if you're willing to change it.
Yeah.
If you're not, it's a different story. But they were like, they were wanting to change things in their life that I've never seen people willing to change before with a relationship.
Yeah, the level of attention and people really paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and listening. It was like, weird. Wow. Yeah, it was. Well, I think that might go to show you that you might be hitting the right note with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
So, if you could give the gift of anything.
Well, if I could give the gift of anything, would be, so I talked about how I thought I was the worst person on the planet. I talked about how I, you know, what I did to change that and do that stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get that. But how do I do it? Look, you got to stop for a minute. Because we all try and live our lives so fast. You got to stop and go, okay, who am I right now? And start changing the tracks of where you've decided you are and who you've decided you are into who do you want to be?
Right. And so when you say changing the tracks, it's like, I really want to remind people. And if you're listening to this and you know what access is, and if you're listening to this and you don't know what access is yet.
Well, it's like if you're going down a train track one way and you want to go a different way, get on the different train track.
Yeah, get on the different train track and also recognize that we have got an incredible toolbox,
mm-hmm.
of processes and tools. And that's basically what Access is. It's a toolbox for change that you can use.
You know, one thing I want to say with that is I was talking to my son once, and I have a 13-year-old son, and he did this thing once, and he was unkind to somebody. And I heard about it and I talked to him about it and I said, look, you know, I didn't make him wrong for it. I was like, look, okay, is this who you want to be in the world? And he went, you know what? No.
Can I just repeat that? Mm-hmm. Is this who you want to be in the world?
Yeah. And he looked at me like but he looked at me from this place of question and he went, no. And I said, okay, so could you make a different choice right now? And he went, yep. And he called this person who he was unkind to and he apologized. But that changed his whole life based on that one choice. Because it's not about I've made a bad choice and now I'm wrong. It's about I've made a choice that created this. What different choice can I make now?
And that's really the inspiration to change.
Yeah.
That you be, and that you could have been the parent that made him wrong or punished or didn't even know how to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, how many of you guys out there who are listening have children who are totally out of control that you have no idea what to do about it?
Yes. Trust me. I get that.
You know?
They're annoying.
And so I love that question of, is this who you want to be in the world? And another question that my dad used with me a lot was, is this what you want to be creating in the world?
Yeah.
And he made me really look at it and look at what I was, the effect I was having, what I was creating with people, with money, with everything. And I was like, fuck, this is not what I want to create in the world. And so I really had to choose, okay, well, I'm going to have to be different.
And that's the thing. That's the thing, though. It's like that one place where we go, I'm going to have to be different. It's the thing that changes the world. But that is the thing that takes courage. When you say, I have to be different, that's, you're one person out of 8 billion people. One person who says, I have to be different and I'm not willing to be like everybody else, I'm going to be different with this, is the one thing that changes the world. And most of us don't see that. We don't go, oh, well, I'm one. We say, I'm one person. There's no way one person can change the world. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I think I'm.
And I've seen it many times.
And just, I'm just one person is just another excuse.
One epic person.
You know? It's, I'm just one person. What change can I create is just another excuse for why you don't have to get to work.
That's the excuse. Yeah. And that's the excuse we all use is, I'm just one person. I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can be more powerful than everybody else on the planet if you choose to be.
The courage, the inspiration, the possibility, and the danger of consciousness.
The danger. I like that. The danger.
So awesome. So mm-hmm. I'd like for you guys all to check out Brendan because you're fast and furious becoming one of my favorite facilitators, and I am critical as fuck. I gotta say, consciousness includes everything, including all my criticisms and pickiness. And I absolutely
But you know what? You know what's funny about that is you're actually, it's not critical. It's, what's the word? Because it's like, but you look to people who actually living what they speak of.
Exactly. And I can feel when people are saying things that they're not functioning from themselves. I can tell when people are lying to themselves. I can tell when people are judging themselves.
And I'm just an idiot, so that's fine.
And you have been choosing something and really working towards it quite diligently and wholeheartedly. And I am a big fan. And I think if you guys are out there and you get a chance to go to one of Brendan's
classes. And follow me on Instagram because I'm trying to like get lots of followers.
Yeah. And he's got actually a really fun Instagram account. And so you're all over the world, which is so cool. You're doing classes in the most random, but far reaching, but everywhere places. Like if you don't think you can get to one of his classes, you're wrong. Yeah. He's everywhere.
And I need a jet. So anyone who wants to donate money, they should.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Now I'm conscious. What can I
ask? If you're listening right now and you're rich, donate money to me so I can get a jet.
Yeah. Work, strike a deal and see what's possible. Yeah. And what could inspire you to change that might be easier than you've ever imagined?
Well, one thing I just want to add in there right now is when I was a kid, everything was just possible. Everything. So look at the things that you looked at as a kid. Look at those things where you went, you know what? I want to be a pilot. I want to be an astronaut. I want to. And instead of looking at those things as ridiculous, like the people that you had in your life told you, look at them from the, not necessarily what they needed to be, but from the energy you put into them. So if I want to be an astronaut, okay, you know, that's an astronaut. But the energy you put into that request is the energy that's actually the creative energy of your life. That's the thing that makes your life move in a different way when you have that inspiration and that joy for what you're looking to create.
And the change is the choice that you make for you. It will not come
for you,
and it will
for
not
you,
come
for
from,
you, for you, for you, for you,
and it will not come from outside of you.
Nope, it'll come from you, and that's it. You're the one.
You're it. Tag you're it. Good luck. So I love you, Brendan.
Thank you. I love you too.
Love everyone. You all of you guys out there. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to all of your comments and the future of consciousness on this planet. And don't be scared. Be scary.
Oh, I like that.
How does it get better?
I like that.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.